Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is March 7th, 2023. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Witchway Publishing. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Aprils have never meant much to me. Autumn seemed that season of beginning. Spring." Truman Capote, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Three Stories. So what are we drinking today, which I'm going to take a sip of right now? We are drinking Flower Moon. You think we're like technically in winter, but like it's hot, so, or it's getting warm. So I like to think we're in spring. So to celebrate spring, we are drinking Sip of Spells Flower Moon, which is a Earl Grey lavender. So ode to the full moon, specifically the flower moon that's in May, but it's lavender is such a springy flavor. So lavender has a long history of medicinal, culinary, and household uses. For one, it's sweet and floral and has a fragrance that is notably soothing, and it just invokes relaxation. Combined with the classic blend of Earl Grey's, citrus, and a hint of cream, this black tea blend is sure to become a quiet time favorite. It is actually one of my absolute favorites. It is my favorite to steep in oat milk overnight in a jar in the fridge. And it is, I love it. It has that Earl Grey bergamot, and then with the lavender, it's just light and delicious, and now I'm actually sad I don't have any, and I didn't prepare to make some, so I might actually do that after I record, and so I have some for tomorrow. So I think this tea is ideal for that time between the dark and light half of the year, which is right now, and it is a black tea, so black tea, you only steep for 3 minutes. You got it? 3 minutes, my friends. And so this tea, like I said before, is like an Earl Grey, which is with lavender, which I've heard people call a Lady Grey. I don't know if that's like real. I'm ridiculous. I'm sorry. So basically, this is a black tea with lavender, orange, blue cornflowers, vanilla, and bergamot. So we're going to talk a little bit about Earl Grey. Like, what is Earl Grey? Why is it so popular? Everyone loves it. I mean, it is delish. So this comes to us from cupoftea.co.uk. So basically, Earl Grey is a black tea scented with the oil of the rind of a bergamot. Bergamot is a citrus tree most commonly found on the coast of Italy and southern France. The rind's fragrant oil is added to black tea to give Earl Grey its signature zesty punch. So Earl Grey was popularized by the English, but not an English invention, right? So they popularized it, but they did not create it. Scented and flavored teas are uniquely Chinese. Chinese tea masters constantly experimented with ways to make tea more exotic to capture the attention of the reigning emperors and worldwide trade merchants. So the Chinese tea masters infused all kinds of scents and flavors into teas, using jasmine, rosebuds, bitter oranges, and like so much more. So the first mention of Earl Grey was in 1824, and it was associated with the idea of using bergamot to enhance the taste of low-quality tea. The name Earl Grey is most connected with the English aristocrat and Prime Minister Charles Grey. There are numerous stories associated with the beginnings of Earl Grey tea. The first story goes that during a trip to China, Charles saved the life of a lord. As a thank you for saving his life, this lord gifted Charles Grey with a recipe for black tea scented with the oil of bergamot oranges, therefore establishing the beginnings of Earl Grey. The second story claims that Earl Grey started from an accidental mixing of bergamot oranges with tea during a shipment from China to England. Finally, the third story suggests that Charles Grey had a Chinese friend who incorporated the flavors of bergamot to offset the taste of minerals in the Northumberland waters of his home. Whichever of these stories is a true Earl Grey, it has become one of the most popular tea flavors to drink all around the world. And it truly is beloved. Like, I know so many people who just absolutely love it. And my first introduction to it was a friend who would always get Earl Grey Fogs, London Fogs. I think it's called a London Fog. But it's pretty much just like an Earl Grey tea latte. So let's look at some variations. Okay, so they say, let's see. I'm trying to see if they like mention the Earl Grey lavender. Maybe it is Lady Grey. Who can say? All right, witches. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from startfacts.com. Oh, is this a fun one? And I just forgot it was a fun one. Oh, okay. So I know what this is about. Okay, so, oh my gosh. So I know a lot of people love the show Supernatural. I was really excited about it when it first premiered. I was really good at getting on TV shows like the day they premiered. So like a ton of TV shows, I was watching it from like day one, you know? And Supernatural like checked all my boxes. It was creepy and witchy and like spooky. And I was just like so into it. But then after the first two seasons, it just lost my interest. It was changing tone and changing direction, which obviously was very successful for it in the long run. But it wasn't the show I, like, initially signed up for, you know. But they have been filming the spinoff show, The Winchesters, here in New Orleans. Like, they've been filming it here. And apparently there is, like, apparently it's just not going well. So let's see what they're saying about how, like, this show may not happen. So this is from startfacts.com. If you don't like the John and Mary prequel, remember one thing, at least it's not Bloodlines. OG Supernatural fans remember very well that The Winchesters is not the first attempt to launch a spinoff of the massively popular monster hunting series. However, the first attempt was far from successful. Back when Supernatural was in its ninth season, the 20th episode was supposed to be a pilot for a new spinoff called Bloodlines, which would explore the clashing hunter monster cultures in Chicago. The backdoor pilot episode followed Sam and Dean as they visited Chicago and discovered that the city was torn between powerful monster clans. Oh my gosh. I know I've read so many books like this. Bloodlines had several problems. Not only did it have a weak storyline, but it also came on the heels of a pretty compelling previous episode of Supernatural, which introduced the angel Metatron as the main villain, but never forgot to deliver the good filler stories. Besides, the enormous amount of cliches and general parody vibe of Bloodlines made sure it was dead on arrival. Yes, literally like what I just said, like this sounds like the plot of so many like subpar romance books I've read. So the main problem with potential Supernatural spinoffs, according to fans, was that the universe actually relied heavily on the presence of Sam and Dean. Without the two brothers, Bloodlines could not offer a generic dark fantasy plot. Some fans believe that a spinoff focusing on Castiel or Crowley or both may be the first exception. However, there is no official plans for in place. But the Winchesters returned on the CW on February 21st, so which seems like it already passed. This was February 15th, this article. So... It's funny, like, this is not the first time shows have, like, tried to force a spinoff and it didn't work. Gossip Girl had, like, a whole episode where it was, like, the mom, Lily, and, like, her best friend, like, running around New York in the 80s. And they really, really tried to make it a thing. And it just wasn't successful. Like, just no one wanted it. So, it's interesting. But yeah, this literally Bloodlines just sounds like every romance book I've ever read that had like a wolf in it, which is not my thing. I don't even know how I like end up with these books. Anyways, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, March 7th. The full moon highlights every imperfection in Virgo today. Here, the moon opposes the sun, squares Mars, and trines Uranus. This is a rather volatile combination with endless possibilities for disruption. Mars paralyzes us with thoughts of inadequacies. Uranus launches off-ramps at us with the intention of assisting, but ends up causing confusion around the situation. We're trying hard to see the big picture and our place in it, but the forces around us are destabilizing, and it's hard to keep our feet with this kind of energy about. Try not to plan too much for today. Keep things loose and take each thing as it comes. There will be other, clearer days to sort out these events. Today, you just need to live them. Your daily moon mantra is, one step at a time is all it takes to get you there. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Have an idea for the next great book on witchcraft? Witchway Publishing is looking for authors, new and seasoned, who are ready to publish their next book. Everyone has a story, and every story deserves to be told. Currently accepting books for our 2024 lineup, we are looking for books centering around witchcraft as a spirituality or practice, as well as fiction books. We are currently not accepting children's books, photography books, or books of poems. If you're interested, please visit witchwaypublishing.com.
All right, so we are back. So we are actually moving right now into full moon in Virgo, and it is a worm moon. So I thought we would talk a little bit about worm moon so you can learn a little bit about it, like what it means for your sign, things like that. So this actually comes from ABC News, which I think is really funny or cool. Is it cool? I don't know. Okay, so let's see. So what is a worm moon? Let's dig in. So after a long dark winter, it's time to wake up and get to work ahead of the spring equinox, which is on March 20th. So, which we will be doing a whole series on. But celebrity astrologer Kyle Thomas, who is known for his cosmic guidance for celebrities, businesses, influencers, talks about the best way to go about the worm moon. So the worm moon is now, like it's right now. It's Tuesday morning. It just happened. Why is it called the worm moon? So the Old Farmer's Almanac, which first began publishing the names of full moons in the 1930s, states that some Southern Native American tribes referred to the full moon in March as the worm moon because earthworms were thought to appear around this time as the ground thawed from winter. And this is according to NASA. So for similar reasons, other tribes reportedly named the moon based off the signs of spring. For example, some Northern tribes referred to it as the crow moon because the cawing of crows signaled the end of winter. So, the zodiac sign for each full moon is determined by where the moon is positioned in the night sky relative to different astrological signs. Each year, the moon will shift, resulting in different characterizations surrounding the moon during each year. So, this year, the worm moon is positioned as a full moon in Virgo, a fitting earth sign to help herald the signs of spring. Virgo is the zodiac sign of productivity, rules, employment, and one's physical health. So this grounded and efficient zodiac sign may help you kickstart any spring cleaning, positive changes around your health, and progress in scheduling big plans. So many ancient cultures and religions celebrate celestial cycles, including finding ways to honor and harness the power of the full moon. So to make best use of this intense energy, many astrologers believe that a full moon is a great time to manifest your dreams. So Thomas said that because Virgo is hardworking, practical, and health-focused, rituals focusing around employment, physical health, diet, fitness would be especially strong. So if like you've been waiting to maybe, you know, cut something out of your diet because like your doctor was like, hey, maybe this will help you, now's a really good time to really like jumpstart that motivation, right? So here are some possible journal prompts you may want to do today or sometime this week, or intentions or mantras or affirmations. So we have, I am filled with strength, health, and vitality at all times. I achieve a healthy work and life balance. I manifest healthy habits and routines. I attract new professional opportunities. And it's really funny that like this is what this means, because I've had so many of our listeners reach out to me being like, hey, can we do a follow-up on the planning series that we had in January? Because I'm ready for more, which means that this moon's working. But we will do a follow-up in June. So what does this mean for each sign? I will go through these quickly because I know we only care about our own. So hang in there, hold on to your hats, and let's go. Aries, wake up. More responsibilities and work-related projects are headed your way during this full moon. Look for an important turning point in regards to professional life, like finishing a big project or starting a new job. Taurus, romance, passion, laughter are in store for you this warm moon. Taurus, perhaps even a soulmate. Line up a few hot dates, spend time with your friends, and tell the people that you love them. Gemini, now is not the time to be ambitious in your professional life. Remember to put just as much care and effort into your family and domestic life as you do your job. Somebody close to you may need it. Cancer, seeds of big ideas you planted may be beginning to sprout during this time. Don't let unexpected drama disrupt the progress you've made, and use change as a chance for authentic connection. Leo, whoa, hit the brakes, big spender. Leo, it's time to assess where your money is going and if you can afford to put it in your mouth as it is. Worm moon may also bring a surprise raise, new job, or added side hustle. Virgo, it's time to step into your power and show the world your true self. Speak up and use well-practiced communication during worm moon to speak your truth and express your innermost desires and plans. Libra, let's be real, you need a nap. You may be burnt out from the endless personal and professional demands sucking up your energy. Take some time to step back, cool off, and breathe. Now is not the time to push it. Scorpio, it's a party and you're celebrating. Exciting events, parties, and meetups are especially powerful during this full moon. Just be sure to stay away from gossip. There's no reason to be dramatic. Sagittarius, victory does not have to come at the expense of others, especially those in your domestic life. When reveling in career success and new opportunities, don't forget to make sure you're truly winning in all aspects of life, not just your career. Capricorn, the worm moon brings a whole new world that feels brighter and more exciting. You're ready for a new journey? Be sure to double check the details and read the fine print. You can trip and fall when you sprint ahead with your eyes closed. Aquarius, this full moon brings a time to get things straightened out. It appears you and someone else are not on the same page. Move forward decisively, but remember to have compassion in your heart. People will listen to you. Finally, Pisces, relationships, either in business or in love, will be at the top of the mind this full moon. Pisces, it's time to take the next step. Just be sure to avoid any emotional tantrums. Good things may come to an end to make room for the better. Oof, we did it. We did it. Oh my gosh. We got through that. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode. I do want to give a shout out to listener Nessie. Nessie, you wicked, wicked oracle. Andrea, you esoteric, glittery unicorn nurse. Josephine, you transcendent celestial sunfish. And finally, Elise S. Elise, you earthy smashing muskox. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. So we do have a card pull. Our card pull today is Orun Mila from the Metaphysical Cannabis Oracle. This card means business. So when it shows up, it is time to move forward and to finally go into action. And seems very motivating for this full moon too. So that's really cool. Okay, so we do have a little housekeeping before we leave. Don't forget, If you are interested at all in joining the social club I am creating that we are meeting in New Orleans in January, go to academyforextraordinarywitches.com. And the password is seance. This is probably the last time I'll mention it because there is, you know, some level of, you know, privacy to it. Check it out. Look it over. If it looks like it's for you, insert your email address. And on March 15th, I will send out an email. People interested will be able to fill out the needed form and information. And at that point, it'll happen very quickly. There's only 10 spots. So once I have the forms, I will send out the invitations to join at like first come, first serve. So the first few people to get the form in on the 15th are the first people who are going to be offered a position. And we're going to do it that way. And then, so once the first group of people are invited in and they've been vetted and, you know, we're going to do background checks, things like that. They're going to have a few days to, join or not. And then we will invite from there from the forms. So I know that seems complicated. I will explain it much better in the email. But basically, if you're interested, put in your email because March 15th is when the ball is going to get rolling on it. Okay. And this is probably the last time I'll mention it. So don't forget any books, sex, headline sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour time out to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket, My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.